Welcome to Let's Therapy, where we get real and raw about your mental health, faith, and blended family. We're your hosts, counselors Scott and Vanessa Martindale. Now let's therapy.
Hey guys, welcome back to Let's Therapy. We are your hosts, Scott and Vanessa Martindale, counselors, blended family ministry, married for almost 11 years.
Yes.
And so we're going to dive into some topics today that hopefully will help you. So today we're going to be talking about understanding and managing stepchild resentment and rejection.
Woo-wee! That's a big one.
Man, I am telling you, it's really interesting to us, and sometimes we don't pick these topics, sometimes they're sent to us, but how they speak to us individually.
Yeah.
Because, and I will say this too, you know, we're a blended family and we go through the fire just like you do.
Yeah.
Just because you teach it doesn't mean that you're perfect at it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that you're immune from having major problems with it.
Oh, so yeah.
We are right there in the fire with you. And this is a big topic. So
yeah.
Stepchild resentment and rejection. I'm assuming they're coming from a stepmother, stepdad perspective.
Yeah.
And this hits really close to home for me for a lot of reasons. I want to universally say, if you've chosen voluntarily and God has put the opportunity for you to be a step parent in front of you and you chose that voluntarily, understand that God has a season and a purpose for you in the season. And it will not always be the same. You will not always feel the same. You will have highs and you will have lows. And the highs will be super high and the lows will be super low. And that is what you're equipped to do. You're equipped for this. It's not always going to be easy, but you are equipped to this. And then I'll also remind you, it's a very good reminder that you should not forget your first assignment, which is to be the best wife or husband and best person and best child of God that you can be. And being a step parent will humble you to make sure that you remember those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start this and just kind of talk about it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not a step parent, but I'm a step sister, I'm a stepdaughter, you know, biological mom. But I watched my mom go through some rejections and resentments when my mom and stepdad got married, you know, 30 years ago. And I remember my sister was in high school when they got married, and you know, that was a very difficult age when we were all blending together. And
yeah.
And my stepsister's biological mom is not, you know, is not a part of her life. She chose not to be a part of my sister's life. And so, you know, watching that relationship, and then even in our own, you know, watching the interactions between you and our oldest son, you know, it's hard to watch from a, you know, from the biological perspective, because you so badly want that relationship to blend well and mesh well. But understanding that, you know, it's something that has to naturally happen. And when you try to force or, try to make it your own, so to speak, you know, you can do a lot of damage in that. And so, you know, one of the things that we always tell our community, whenever, you know, you're dealing with the rejection and resentment, you know, trying to foster, keep the lines of communication open with your stepkids. You know, you want to build that foundation of trust. And even though you are the one that's being rejected and you are the one that's experiencing that pain, it can be so difficult to not want to shut down, to not want to be like, you know what, you don't want to be around me, you don't like me, whatever. Okay, like, I'm going to reject you as well. It can be so easy to do that. But as the parents, we have a duty and we have a responsibility, you know, to train our children up and to continue to love them as Christ loves us, as the Bible tells us. And so maintaining that open line of communication, fostering, you know, honest communication, you know, trying to remain vulnerable and transparent with your stepchild, you know, and you want to encourage them to express their feelings and concerns and frustration without fear of judgment. So when you can have those conversations, be like, you know what, we don't have to agree. And I hear what you are saying, like, and not becoming defensive, because we naturally want to defend ourselves, right? Yeah. So if you can still maintain that open line where they can share freely and, you know, in a respectful and still honoring mm-hmm. way, you know, and you want to actively listen, validate their emotions. Again, like I said, even if you don't agree, we can still do that so that there is that line of communication that remains open.
Yeah. You have to remember, and this is through empathy and understanding, that they didn't ask you to be there. They didn't ask for you to be there. And a lot of times they didn't want you to be there. They wanted their parents to stay married.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you may be super excited about this entry point and what you can do together. And even worse, you may have maybe even a legalistic view of your role. Of like, well, I'm the stepdad or I'm the stepmom and they should respect me and they should honor me and they should do everything. You have to go from where they're at. The empathy and understanding of they didn't ask for this. They may not have wanted it.
Yeah.
So your gentleness and coming in, but also being secure enough that saying, hey, if I get rejected, that is where they're at. And I think that as a step-parent, and I'm just trying to approach this from your heart perspective. I think there's a lot the biological parent can do, but I'm just talking about from your heart perspective. Understand where they're at. And if you maybe get the door shut in your face, just go, okay, you know, maybe today wasn't that day. Let me go to sleep and try again tomorrow.
Yeah.
So having a level of empathy and understanding is very important. Respecting boundaries. Depending upon the age of the children and kind of when you're coming in, they may have boundaries that are set up.
Yeah.
They may have allegiances that are set up. They may have very protective natures that are set up that say, hey, you need to respect those boundaries. Now, the problem is kids don't tell you where they are.
Right.
They don't like give you the map and say, hey, here are my boundaries. Here's what you do. Here's what you don't do. I remember a story we'd heard one time about the daughter was always making breakfast. So she was always the one that made breakfast. And all of a sudden they got married and the new stepmom came in and made breakfast. And all of a sudden it upset everybody. And it's like, wait a second. I didn't even know that was a boundary.
Yeah.
So pay attention to the patterns that are going on and understand, hey, is that a boundary or is that something that I can do? Have open that communication and say, hey, this is what I'd like to do and see where you go from there.
Well, and all those things we just discussed, like the open communication, empathy and understanding, respecting boundaries, all of that boils down to building trust, because as you're doing all of those things, and you guys, you're not going to do it perfectly. Like we didn't do it perfect in our my blended family growing up. I mean, we haven't in our blended, you know, Scott, you and I, our blended family, but all of that boils down to focusing on building trust and rapport with your children and your stepchildren, you know, and you can show them through your actions that you're trustworthy, you know, through your conversations, through showing up at their events, doing what you say you're going to do. You know, you build that trust, you show them that you're reliable and that you genuinely care about their well-being. All of that to them says, I see you, I love you, I care about you, I want to be a part of your life, even if they don't show that they want you to be a part of their life or that, you know, or that they even like you. You know, a lot of times it can be a test and children will push us away and push us away and push us away because given the situation that they're in, maybe they're coming into this blended family for the third time. You know, their mom or dad has been divorced and remarried multiple times. And so, you know, they're like, oh, they're just going to leave. They're just going to leave. And so they'll continue to push. But if you can show them that you are trustworthy, reliable, you know, if consistently, you know, being consistent, being steadfast in what you're doing, depending upon the age, you know, the honor and respect for those teens as they mature and get closer to like 18 years old and 19, you know, showing respect and just your supportiveness in their decisions. We may not agree with all of their decisions that they make, but we can say, you know what, like we may not agree with the decision you make, but we're going to love you and support you and you know what you're doing.
Yeah, and all these things are really great to start that process and the trust process and all these things. I kind of want to bring it back to the concept here of this podcast is you can do all these things and you still may deal with resentment.
Yeah.
You may still deal with rejection. So I want to kind of bridge into like, how do you manage day to day with coming into those seasons of rejection. And I've seen them. I mean, they're some of them are very blunt. Like you've heard the stories, like, you're not my dad, you're not my mom, you know, stop trying to act like it, don't tell me what to do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, there are very outward rejections. There's also some kind of, you know, just kind of slightness of rejection. Maybe you don't get that invite to, you know, graduation. Maybe you don't get, you're not the first in line to be, you know, to celebrate after something good happens. There's a lot of like slight rejections that you find that you're like, that's tough. Or maybe you don't get that phone call that says, hey, I was thinking about you, or the return text message, or whatever that may be. So first thing I would say is, as a step parent, I want to bring it back to what I said up front. Remember, your first responsibility is to be that spouse.
Yeah.
You know, you want to make sure that your relationship with Christ is in good shape, that you're pursuing the Lord, because that's what the foundation of all this is. But remember that you're called to be a spouse before you're called to be a step-parent.
Yeah.
And so, and just because you may not be like knocking it out of the park as a step-parent doesn't mean that you should let that affect the way you are as a spouse.
Yeah.
So make sure that you do that. So I would first say, if this is going on, seeking professional help, going to counseling is a big part of that.
Yeah.
You know, you and your spouse, get into counseling, talk about what's going on. Make sure you keep the main thing the main thing.
Yeah. Or even blended family coaching. We offer that, you know, through our ministry. And I think just even having people who have dealt with it and who have gone through it and who have gone before you, you know, that have wisdom and just experience and are seasoned, you know, in their blended family, they can offer you a perspective that you may not have or that you can't see yet. And so I think that's where it's great to get in community with like-minded people and people who have gone before you and just say, hey, we're struggling with this, like, you know, can you share your experience and any hope or encouragement that you would have through that?
Well, and that's part of that education process.
Yeah.
You know, we have expectations because we haven't been educated on a process yet.
Yeah.
So a lot of people come in with expectations like, this is what's supposed to happen, and they don't know a reality that blended families face.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, this is something, step-parent rejection is something that's universal. I've seen it in almost every one of our coaching clients. We find that in some case or another, where an expectation was set and then it was so undermet that it caused a resentment. That's why they say, you know, unspoken expectations are just premeditated resentments.
Yeah.
They're just resentments that are, you know, are going to come up.
Yeah.
So educate yourself on what's, I'm going to use the word, what's reality.
Yeah.
Like, what is realistic for our blended family?
Yeah.
And so whether that's educating through counseling, or I love that you brought up coaching, because that's a big part of what we do, is just telling people, like, this is what you should expect.
Yeah.
But more so, being patient and being persistent.
Yeah. So we call it the three P's. And we've mentioned this on podcasts before, being prayerful, patient, and persistent. You know, building strong relationships with your stepkids and building a cohesive and united blended family, it takes time, you guys. And it's, so it's going to take patience. And we want to remain prayerful. Obviously, we want to have a daily prayer life with the Lord. We want to be in active conversation and relationship with Him about everything that's going on. So continuing to pray over your family, these relationships, being patient in that process, and being persistent in your efforts to connect with your stepchildren. Even if the progress is slow, just remember that it takes time. And the small steps can add up to something so big. And it's always a progress in work, right? We're never fully complete. And so our blended family may never be complete. And so we want to continue to be in, you know, be persistent in those relationships.
Yeah. I want to go one other thing here, because sometimes we're talking about resentments, which I feel like are sometimes consistent relationships that you're still having consistent interactions. Other time, there's blatant rejection. And we may find this in adult stepchildren, where there's just a blatant rejection of what's going on, where there's no contact, there's no influence, there's no reliance. It's just a blatant rejection.
Yeah.
And that's something that, and you may have put a lot of time and effort into this and still been rejected. So that's really, really difficult just to come to grips with, of saying, all of this was, let me say it this way. The enemy's going to tell you all of what you did was for nothing, and that it did nothing. And that's just a lie. It's a lie from the pit of hell. And I'm believing that your assignment as a step parent has meaning. You just may not see it. And you may not get that instant reward. You may not get that instant gratification. It should draw you back to, number one, it should draw you back to your first purpose, which is, hey, I'm a step parent. I have an assignment, and I'm going to do that to the best of my ability. My first assignment was to love their spouse and be in that relationship and be grateful and be an active participant in that marriage. But if blatant rejection happens, you just need to understand that, hey, there's a piece to this of saying, hey, I can't do anything about this. I can't force the issue. I can't force the relationship. All I can do is just say, okay, I've got to take care of my marriage, my mental health. And sometimes adults need to just be adults. They need to go out and live their life, and they need to make those decisions.
Yeah.
And then at some point, that all kind of gathers back.
Yeah.
And I hate to use this, but it is very common. Adult children or just kids, 16 years old to maybe 25, 26, they're very self-focused.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, and a lot of times, very selfish. And so we have to accept that that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Can't take that personally.
Yeah.
That's not a knock on you as a step-parent or you as a person.
Yeah.
It's just saying, hey, this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just have to go, okay, God, I give this to you. I'm not going to put my stress and my joy into feeling this gratification. So I'm just going to give it to you and stop.
No, that's good.
If you're struggling with this and you want prayer, I'm going to stop right now in agreement with you and pray. We're gonna take a minute. We're gonna go before the Father and advocate on your behalf. So, Father God, I want to stop right now and recognize step parents, step mothers, step fathers, step grandparents, step grandfathers who have devoted energy, who devoted love and attention. And maybe right now they're feeling resentment. Maybe right now they're feeling rejection. Maybe right now they are absolutely crushed by what's going on. And I just am praying to you just to put your arms around them, just to love them, to embrace them, to strengthen them through every challenge that they're going through. I pray for the biological parents. I pray as they see their husband and wife struggling that they will reach out. I pray for the kids that are involved. I pray for their hearts, for mending, for protection, for your love to intercede at a stronger level than they are being deceived. And I know that you see these people, you see these children, you see these parents, Father, and I just pray to God that you are nearing close to them and that they will feel your love and your support and your plan for their life. Father, we thank you for this appointed time. Thank you for loving us, and thank you for protecting us. In your Son's name we pray, amen. My encouragement to you, if you're dealing with this as a step-parent, is saying, hey, listen, number one, there's community around you. If you need us to pray for you,
yes.
If you're really struggling in this, send us a message, man. We will get prayer warriors around you that say, hey, we're going to lift you up. If you're a biological parent and you're seeing this, this is an opportunity for you to reach your arm out, put your arm on that step parent and say, hey, you have done great. You're doing great. I'm sorry this has happened to you. Vanessa, you say this to me a lot. You tell me, hey, I'm proud of you. Because even me, I felt this. I have felt rejection. I have felt resentment. And it's just a matter of saying, okay, this is the season we're in.
Yeah.
So let's support each other through that. So if this is you, my prayers are with you. If you love help, we have coaching. We have lots of podcasts that we'll hear to support you. But we're going to attack this subject head on and not be afraid of it. Love you guys. Glad you were here with us. Join us next week as we dive into more Let's Therapy podcast topics. Y'all have a great day.
Be blessed in all that you do.